fire and smashing windows so they can, you know, round up everybody else for causing a riot and put a stop to all this messy protesting nonsense. How do you feel about the G20, John?
The G20, personally, I just think it's slightly outdated.
It's a little bit outdated. What are these wonderful records? Let's talk about these records. We have some good records here. And these are from the our CITR vinyl library. Eurythmics and Aretha Franklin, Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves. Any particular reason this record?
Don't know. Randomly chose it. Like usual, most of these are just random picks.
So I guess that begs the question, what are you doing with all these records? What's the plan?
See what happens, which one gets played, which one doesn't. Basically mix them together if I feel like it. You know, ELO and a bit of jazz, never heard.
Oh, look at this. What else do we have? What else
Spacewalk.
Do we have?
Spacewalk.
Spacewalk. Can you tell us about this record?
That one is by a band called Lemon Jelly. It is a very nice little thing. A bit crazy because it is a very, very, very mellow tune and then suddenly goes into this very psychedelica area, I would say. It's hard to describe this one.
Well, why don't we, can we play it on the air right now?
Yeah, go ahead if you
like. Yeah, let's play this on the air. Okay, so this is called Spacewalk.
It starts a bit slowly, I do warn you, it starts like a spacewalk. Slowly.
Okay, that's fine. What's this at? Is this at 45?
It's at 33.
This is at 33.
Surprisingly
okay,
enough.
Fantastic. Spacewalk, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM with our special guest, John, in the studio tonight. Don't go away, we've got live correspondence out from Toronto with the police party and our top 10 songs about or by the police. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. It's good times. Good times. Why can't I get this fucking thing to work? There we go.
Beautiful.
This should work.
I think we've got some technical difficulties right now. It should be going.
Thank you for that, yes.
Yeah.
Technical difficulties.
One moment.
It looks as though perhaps the hip-hop DJs who like to use the... It looks as though perhaps the hip-hop DJs who like to use the turntables may have screwed with our shiz. Anyways, we're going to play you an exciting tune off of YouTube. This is actually one of our top 10 songs, as preordained by me. This is called Sound of Da Police. It's by KRS-One. It's a pretty exciting tune. I think you might recognize it. It goes a little bit something like this. And happy police party, everyone.
That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast.
I've got It's new, it's exciting, it's the sounds of Africa. For the sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz, from North Africa to South Africa, and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
Hello, hello, hello. Taking a moment off. This next song coming up is by Lemon Jelly, a rather odd band. I think they take their name from a song from the 70s from a band that played Green Tambourine also. Very odd things. But Spacewalk coming up to you. If you feel like psychedelic and you're floating around, this is the thing to listen to. So, if you may...
coming open. Okay. Yeah, it's open.
Verified.
I'm moving outside. Okay, I'm letting go. Yeah.
great. It looks as though we have Mr. Brock to the Future with us live from Toronto.
Hello, hello. How are you?
We're doing pretty good over in Vancouver. How's Toronto? I hear it's a little bit smashy.
It's smashy, all right. It's crazy. Not only that, it's piss and rain. It looks like Vancouver out right now.
Oh, actually not really, because we've had really nice weather.
Oh, well, lucky you. We've had nothing but rain and ridiculously humid temperatures. And on top of that, we've had protests, and more protests.
So there sort of seems to be a weird disconnect between the protests. There's like a few guys who are smashing stuff, and then there's a bunch of like big, totally peaceful ones.
There's totally peaceful ones, and they all set out very peaceful. And yesterday, I'd have to say it's the protesters' fault in the whole thing, but today it was the cops. It was all them that started the whole mess, and it just become like this huge, violent affair. And so now, like, kids and like families are getting involved with, you know, all these like assholes, if I can swear on air here.
No, you can swear on air. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it's just a big mix, and people are getting lost. And then yesterday especially just turned into pretty much looters trying to take over the town, you know? They took it to their advantages. And you go downtown, and you see that, like, every McDonald's, like, along Queen Street, which is their biggest street, are knocked out. Like, all their windows and Starbucks have all been broken into. Like, all the major corporations all of a sudden got a big hit out of this.
Yeah, I guess it's just, now a lot of people have actually been saying that a lot of the looting, or at least a lot of like the incitement to riot has been being done by undercover cops. Has anybody been talking about that out there?
I haven't heard about that. I saw an article, I believe you posted it or retweeted it, about they've had the same boots on.
Yeah, some of the...
I didn't know.
Well, because in 2007 in Montreal, apparently... listeners at home can actually... I set up a link already. You go to Keanu. Keanu Reeves, this is a ridiculous side note, but they set up this thing, so you can shorten a URL. You can shorten a URL like with Bitly, but this is Keanu, and that it shows an ad, and all the money goes to cancer research. So go to kia.nu/shoes, and it should come up. Yeah, it should come up with this.
I saw him at the bar 2 weeks ago.
You saw Keanu Reeves at the bar?
Yeah.
Did he look sad?
No, not really, no.
Well, that's the big meme. Keanu he's had what?
The Matrix face going on.
Yeah, he looks very... There's this picture of him looking very sad, and the big thing right now, I guess, is to Photoshop Keanu Reeves' sad pose into stuff. Anyways, so the thing about the shoes, you can just Google it, but basically what happened in 2007, undercover police in... what is this? Okay, this is... Wow, too many people have viewed the article. The website's down. Anyways, in 2007, you can Google it if you want, a bunch of undercover cops were caught trying to incite riots, and they were stopped, and it turned out that they had the exact same boots on, these special combat boots that the police officers did. And there's a bunch of photos out there of these like black bloc anarchists getting taken down by the cops, some of the cops are kneeling, and they both have the same boot treads, and there's a little yellow dot at the bottom of their shoe. Anyways, so the Montreal, or I think it was Montreal, somewhere in Quebec, the police had to go on TV and apologize and stuff. Yeah, anyways, so a lot of people are saying that the provocateurs are undercover cops out in Toronto. Oh. So I was just wondering if anybody on the ground is talking about that?
No, the latest news is Amnesty International is now taking it into their hands and going to be looking very much into what the cops have been doing the last few days.
Really? Wow.
Yes, they're not very happy at all. And I'm sure you've seen the video now of the people, the protesters singing "O Canada" on the streets.
Yeah, yeah. That's if our viewers haven't seen it, just search for the hashtag Toronto on Twitter, and you can get this video. It's basically a bunch of people sitting in the street. They start singing "O Canada," and then the this huge mass of black uniformed. They kind of look like the SS or some kind of stormtroopers or something. I mean, it's kind of terrifying. It's these huge guys and like all black.
Man.
Yeah,
it's 5 blocks from my house. Like, it's weird.
Wow, that's 5 blocks from your house.
Yeah,
that's crazy. So you mentioned earlier that you've seen some businesses and stuff being smashed.
I have, yeah. Starbucks, especially. Starbucks got it bad. I guess they're stealing frappuccinos and whatnot. And American Apparel got hit, which made hipster run off this morning.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and then the feces were thrown in afterwards, which I have absolutely no idea what the purpose of that was for. That's just, you know, it has nothing to do with what's going on, like what the G20 leaders are here for. Like, there's no need for it. And then, yeah, every McDonald's has, like, been shut down in the city. Banks have all been shut down. Movie theaters got broken into last night.
Wow.
Wow, what else? What else has been smashed into everything? Apparently someone drove a car through Much Music last night.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, like, everything along the main district was just closed last night because subways were closed, buses were closed. Like, there was just, you couldn't go anywhere. Everywhere you go, there'd be cops. And I know a lot of people, a lot of my friends, especially, they're walking through town, and if they had backpacks or anything, the cops could search them. And if they refused, they'd automatically be arrested anyways. So either
really?
Way you lose. Yeah. And so you'd be put in these, like, I don't know what, these little camps. Pretty much that they've been sitting in for the last 2 or 3 days now.
So you actually personally know people who this has happened to?
Yes. So it's not just internet rumors. I don't know anyone in the camps especially, but yeah, there's been quite a lot of talks of these and friends of friends.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's kind of horrifying.
It is really. It's like something that shouldn't usually go on in Canada, it seems. But yeah, here it is happening.
Yeah, I found a legal helpline, actually. If anybody knows anybody who has been arrested, there is a legal hotline set up for anybody who's been arrested because of the G20. It's area code 416-273-6761. So I guess, yeah. Oh, no, it's been changed. It's now 416-833-6137. So if you or somebody you know has been arrested in Toronto, give the legal support services a call at 416-833-6137. And I'm pretty sure that's free of charge. So if you need a lawyer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty scary, though. So people just being arrested and sent into camps.
Yeah, and then I don't know if you, like, as soon as that Spadina and Queen thing happened, your Canada singing started, and you had your, you had all the media coverage on that. Since then, they banned all media coverage downtown, so no one can take pictures or videos unless you want to be arrested.
Really? So you can just be arrested for taking pictures or videos?
Yes. And that was, yeah, especially, we knew people just taking pictures, like, anywhere near the G20 this weekend, but cops would stop you anyways and make you delete the pictures.
Really? I guess my question is, why don't people just upload them immediately?
I have no idea. You know, in this day and age, you really can.
I guess. Well, yeah, so that's pretty horrifying.
But it's all over tomorrow, so it's good.
And it's all over tomorrow. Well, that's good. I don't know, kind of a nasty precedent for Canada.
Yeah, the Queen's coming next week, so we'll see.
Oh, really?
Yeah. July 4th.
Are they keeping the, you know, security up for a while, or what?
I hope not. It's not cool, man, seeing 15 cops on every single corner. Like,
so there's a lot of police.
Everywhere. Like, and we met a lot of them. A lot of them just, you know, they don't want this. And there's a lot of them from Alberta and BC and all over Canada. And then even yesterday I was at McDonald's. I was just grabbing a cheeseburger. And the U.S. Army came in and told them that they had to board up their windows so they didn't get broken into.
Wow. Wow.
That was
something else. That's really something. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
I guess, do you have a favorite song about the police?
I don't. Ooh, about the Police.
Yeah, we have a top 10. So far, we've played Sound of the Police by KRS-One, and then number one, of course, is going to be Fuck the Police by NWA. But do you have anything to put in there in between?
Well, all I can think of something is like a rager, like something by Rage Against the Machine or something. Bulls on Parade or something.
Bulls on Parade. All right. Well, let's get that up and.
All right. Perfect.
Play some Rage Against the Machine for the kids out there. What is, you want to hear Bulls on Parade?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay, cool. So, here's Rage Against the Machine with Bulls on Parade, kind of a throwback. Thank you so much, Brock McLaughlin, Brock to the Future, celebrated DJ, international man of leisure and mystery. Where can we find you on the internet if people want to follow you on Twitter or read your writing?
What's my new website at? Oh, you can find me at brocktothefuture.blogspot.com.
Brocktothefuture.blogspot.com.
Yep.
Cool. And
all the latest info and updates and whatnot and sexy pictures.
Sexy pictures. Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Brock.
Sure. Thank you.
Hope everything works out in Toronto for you. And sorry it's sucky.
And yeah. I hope you soon as well.
Yeah. Well, here is Rage Against the Machine. Thank you so much, Brock. Bye-bye. Remember, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, where my journalism is shoddy, but we do actually have a real news team. I just wanted to do something with somebody from Toronto trying to get something, you know, more timely. But I think it's Wednesdays at 5 o'clock is our actual news. John, do you know anything about the actual news here? It's Wednesdays at 5, right?
I believe so. There's also a Monday transmission as well.
Oh, there's a Monday transmission.
I think.
So you can probably find out more CITR news. Let's just...
Yeah.
Is there a 5 o'clock Monday transmission? This is so bad. I don't know the schedule. Because you can podcast everything, right?
Oh, yeah. So it doesn't really matter if you...
So it doesn't really matter. But I just feel bad, you know? There's alternative radio will probably have... something on it. Alternative radio, I think, is syndicated, but News 101 is going to be at 5 o'clock on Monday, so you can probably find a more complete whatever about it, but this is very weird. I'm not used to doing serious journalism, but it was really awesome to have Brock on, and here's Rage Against the Machine. I guess they can probably say more things better.
With a pocket full of shells. Everybody wants a family with a pocket full of shells.
CITR is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all of our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kits. Show your friends of CITR card at Banyan Books, Baru Cafe, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Grindhouse Video, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Royce Clothing and Shoes, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Spank Shoes, and Spank Clothing, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Be happy.
Welcome back to CITR, where we're kind of having a little political freak out today. Anyways, that was Dead Kennedys with their version of I Fought the Law. I was going to play The Clashes, but honestly, I like the Dead Kennedys better.
Before that, we had Rage Against the Machine with Bulls on Parade, Lemon Jelly with Spacewalk, and KRS-One with Sound of the Police. And we also had a very special appearance from Mr. Brock McLaughlin, better known as Brock to the Future, Vancouver DJ currently living in Toronto, who gave us a little info on what's going on out in Toronto right now with the whole G20 and the giant police force out in the streets. Apparently the way to go, if you don't want to get arrested, is to smash a police car, because the people smashing windows and setting cars on fire, that's fine, but if you take a picture of the cops or just walk around, basically, you might get arrested. So there is actually, if you're just joining us, if you have friends out there, please let them know. There's a legal support services hotline for people in Toronto. If you or a friend or of yours needs a lawyer, because apparently what they're doing is people are just going around. The cops are just like checking people's backpacks randomly in the middle of the street. And if you don't let them search you, they throw you in these little camps. So, yeah, if that happens to somebody you know, the legal support services number is 416-833-6137. Once again, that number is 416-833-6137. If you're having a legal problem in Toronto with the whole G20 thing. So we've got more police-themed music. Here is a pretty exciting recent rap song by The Game. And it's called 911 is a Joke. Ocula. Hope you enjoy this song.
Lecter, silence the lambs with a 45 in my hand. Ruthless, knock a motherfucking cop toothless. Payback's a bitch for that Rodney King shit. 16 years later, a motherfucking madman. Louder than the drums in the California bandstand. Head nigga in charge, HNIC. That's me, born and raised in the CPT. I get funkier than the funky drummer in the Roots band. Stop harder than motherfucking Jodeci Boots. And I get psycho, shoot like Michael. When I say fuck the pigs, I ain't talking about white folks. So don't get offended or apprehended. My AK-47 back with a vengeance. So shining fucking lights in the back of my car, I might kill your ass in 2000 raw. 911 is a motherfucking joke. 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 I'm a nigga with an attitude, a human grenade. The Beastie Boys, when I grab a fucking mic on the stage, I get wicked. Kick shit like I was born with a motherfucking soccer field on my lawn. Stay with the 8-ball, like MJG. I hate the motherfucking pigs, cause the pigs hate me. And I should kill 51 cops for the 51 shots that they gave that fucking kid in New York. I'm mad that the KKK traded the sheets in the rope for a gun in the motherfucking bag. And I ain't never shot a cop, but if they do me like Huey P. Newton, I'm pulling clocks. I refuse to let a pig run away from a farm and put the motherfucking handcuffs on my arm. I bet the government got a bomb in the scope, cause 911 is a motherfucking joke. 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 San Quentin to Rikers, Folsom to Susan. The pen ain't nothing but a family reunion. Full of niggas that don't give a fuck about a bad cop. That Denzel training day shit and get your ass shot. Cause in 2000 raw, we ain't playing that. We scared of us, we scared of y'all, so we stand strapped. Before I let a motherfucker kill me in the street, it'll be a gold-plated badge under the sheets. Cause you motherfuckers corrupted, can't be trusted. Bulletproof vest wearing, always on that tough shit. Punk-ass police pull me out of my seat. What make a motherfucker wanna plant drugs on me? Is it cause I'm black and I rap? Got tats on my face and my back, and was born in a trap. Screw face when they roll up.
up. It's cool, nigga, hold up. So my son don't grow up to be a motherfucking cop killer. 911 is a motherfucking joke. 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 This next record is dedicated to some personal friends of mine, the LAPD. For every cop that has ever taken advantage of somebody, beat them down or hurt them because they got long hair, listened to the wrong kind of music, wrong color, whatever they thought was the reason to do it, for every one of those fucking police, I'd like to take a pig out here in this parking lot and shoot them in their motherfucking face.
Get even. I know your mama's grieving. Fuck her. but tonight we get even.
Is the online dating site that lets you date
the way
you want.
Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Easy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't gonna work.
Word. That old crazy shit.
Yeah, the stupid shit, man.
Jesus, dope.
Hey, yo, Easy.
Suckers.
Hey, man, we should come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Held outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit by NWA. It was gangster, gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoop. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Say what?
Donald B's in the place to give me the pace. He say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Chasing up the streets to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One set every day at LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Hell, and I wanna get ill, so I went to a spot where my homeboys chill. The fellas out there making that dollar, I pulled up in my 6'4". They greet me with a 40 and I start drinking. And from the 8-ball, my breath starts stinking. Let me get my girl to rock that body. Before I left, I hit the Bacardi. Went to a house to get her out of the path. Dumb hoe said something that made me mad. She said something that couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? Reached back like a pimp, slapped the hoe. My father jumped up and he started to shout, so I threw a right across and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Then wrap the 6'4 around a telephone pole. I look at my car and I said, oh brother, I throw it in the gutter and go buy another. Walking home and I see the G ride. Now Cat is driving, Kilo on the side. As they busted a U, they got pulled over. An undercover cop in a dark green Nova. Cat got beat for resisting arrest. He socked a pig in the head for ripping his guest. Now G is caught for doing the crime. Fourth offense on the boy, he'll do some time. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. I went to get them out, but there was no bail. The fellas called the riot in the county jail. 2 days later in municipal court, POG on trial, cold cutter for destruction of the court, said the judge. On a 6-year sentence, my man didn't budge. Bail came over to turn him in. Kilo G looked up and gave a grin. He yelled out fire, then came Susie. The bitch came in with a submachine Uzi. Only shot the bitch, but didn't hurt her. Both upstate for attempted murder. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Well, we're running out of time here on CITR 101.9 FM, our special po-po show. We got a couple more songs for you, and I guess for the police or whatever. I'm totally going to get drugs planted on me or something for the show. No, not really. Vancouver police are actually pretty chill, if I can use that word, about the cops. I don't know. They're not super bad people. I don't know. This thing in Toronto, wow, that's really amazingly messed up, though. So I guess just thanks again to Brock McLaughlin for being on the show with us tonight. He requested that we add a song to our special playlist, which I think we'll play at the very end of the show. It's by Beck. Anyways, back to cop songs. This is by a Calgary band. This is off their album, I Wanna Be a Cop So I Can Fuck You Up. This is the Motherfuckers from Calgary. Calgary, Alberta. Enjoy, you're listening to CITR. I'm gonna fuck with me, no one's like a machine.
fucking you. Cause I wanna be a cop. I wanna be a cop. I wanna be a cop. So I can fuck you up. Once I got all the power, mother, when I please abuse you and beat you, get you down on your knees. Bullets and the rest, justice don't be shaped. Once I am the law, don't have to follow it. Do it against my fuck, know what you're gonna do. Fuck you up! Every fuck that I'm left with, you better run and hide. Throw you in my wagon, pull up over a ride. Here's the one that's training, still I'll be with wild. Gotta say the thing you're right up on the ring and file. Can't still cover me, but I'll come out on top. Fuck just kick your ass, and I could do that, I'm a cop. If I would be a cop, if I would be a cop, if I would be a cop. Fuck you up! Power me a cop! Power me a cop! Power me a cop! So I can fuck you up!
Gentlemen, it looks as though we're just about at the end of our time allotted us today for radio stuff. Here's a special song chosen by Mr. Rock McLaughlin. Hope you enjoy it. Oh, and Transcendence is up next, so stay tuned.